The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus took Peter, John, and James and went up the mountain to pray. While he was praying, his face changed in appearance and his clothing became dazzling white. And behold, two men were conversing with him, Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his exodus that he was going to accomplish in Jerusalem. Peter and his companions had been overcome by sleep, but becoming fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men standing with him. As they were about to part from him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." But he did not know what he was saying. While he was still speaking, a cloud came and cast a shadow over them, and they became frightened when they entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my chosen son. Listen to him." After the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. They fell silent and did not at that time tell anyone what they had seen. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning. In today's readings, we are reminded of this relationship with God. In the first reading, we hear about Abraham trusting to God. Whatever God said to him, he obeyed. When God told him to go somewhere, he went. When God told him to offer these things, he did. When God promised him something, he trusted. So Abraham trusted and trusted himself totally in God's hands. That's about the first reading, trust. And in the gospel today, we hear about Peter and the other apostles encountering Jesus. Only if they realized at the time what they saw, then they would not have betrayed Jesus. Only if they fully realized what it represented. Transfiguration. Moses and Elijah. Who are these two men? What do they represent? Moses represents what? The Ten Commandments. God saving the people of Israel from the Egyptians, and they traveled back to Israel, the homeland. Elijah, the prophet, he's supposed to what? Be an instrument of God revealing his divine will, warning people about impending dangers unless they change. That punishment comes because of disobedience, because of rejection of God's will. So prophecies are not meant simply to tell fortune or to tell the future. The necessary effect of prophecy should be conversion, a change of heart, a going back to God. So when you go to a fortune teller, that is not godly, because a fortune teller does not want you to repent or talk about God. A fortune teller would simply tell you about the future so that you are in control and not God. And that is why fortune telling, tarot cards are evil. You and I are supposed to entrust ourselves to God totally. So here was Peter and the rest of the apostles, two of them. They saw Jesus with Moses and Elijah. Moses, again, the will, both of them express the will of God. If only they realize that Christ is God, He is the will of God, since He is God Himself, then they would not have exchanged Him for something worldly. And that is what the warning of the second reading talks about today. Because, let's face it, even though Peter and the apostles encountered the glory of Christ, they still held on to what? Worldly ambition. Huh? They wanted power, they wanted fame, they wanted respect, they wanted people to admire them because they were with Jesus. They were looking after themselves, looking out for themselves, and not really wanting to imitate, follow, obey Jesus. In the second reading, who are the enemies of Christ? Those who are worldly, those who think with their stomach, those who seek the world, enemies of Christ. So here we are. We are supposed to be Catholics. We are supposed to be friends of Christ. We are supposed to belong to the family of Christ. What are we? Are we more spiritual or are we more worldly? Are we seeking worldly things or are we seeking to do the will of Christ? Again, that's the struggle, especially here in a first world country. The struggle is, how do I really trust God in my life? But like when people come to me and then they still have anxieties or worries, I say, why? Oh, Father, because of what's happening in the world. That's not your problem. That's not your problem. The world, that's God's problem. What you are supposed to be concerned is yourself concerning what? Concerning whether or not am I really actually becoming more like Jesus, loving, forgiving, merciful, kind. First, what? Where? At home. No? Then, at home, charity begins at home, and then where? School, other family members, that's it. But some people worry about what's happening in Africa, what's happening in the world, in the Middle East, and they worry because, oh, it's the end of the world, oh, the world is so bad. That's not your problem. That's why people are, I don't know, I'm never happy. Huh? I've seen people doing good things, many good things in Africa, in India, in whatever countries. And then when you ask them, how's your family? See, that's the problem. They forget about their own family. I'm not saying that you should only love your family. No, it's like a spiral. First, the middle, then it goes out. Yesterday, I had a talk with the confirmation candidates, and their motto was to set the world on fire. I said, do you understand what it means? It means you're supposed to be alive, alert, awake, and be involved in changing the world. Fire means change, not destruction only, but change. Change your heart, change your mind, find yourself who you really are as Catholics, and then stand by it, and defend it, and live it. So how about you and I? See, the thing is, the challenge is, look, as like what happened to Peter, they saw Christ, and yet they had to be eventually purged from it, the idea of worldliness and selfishness. Same thing with us. Even priests, I tell you. How many of us priests, when wanted to become priests or they can become bishops. How many of us priests, instead of being happy with being called Father Ed, some priests would say, oh no, I'd like to be a Monsignori. Monsignor, you know, or Your Excellency, or Your Eminence. How many of us priests, instead of seeking to serve the poor, only wanted to serve those with money? Not wanted to be in the missions, not wanted to be with the poor. They just wanted to have an easy life. So even as priests, we have to always be careful and avoid becoming worldly. And you know what's happened in the church? Why do you think these things happen? All this sexual deviation, this sexual abuse. It is because we have not followed Jesus. It because instead of following and becoming more in love with Jesus, they allowed the body to be in control. They worshiped their own bodies, their own sexuality. They did not obey and faithful to the vow of celibacy and chastity. See, all of us here, we have to be careful not to allow the devil to put us down. Do not allow the devil to push God away from our lives. But we have to make sure we do our part. Huh? We do our part. I'm telling you right now, the devil is working double time, especially during Lent. The devil will tell you, go ahead, eat meat. Go ahead, do whatever you want. Go ahead, continue whatever you're doing. God loves you anyway. You don't have to change anything. You don't have to change your ways. Because God loves you, don't worry. See, the devil wants you to be lazy. Huh? And that's why you have to be careful. As I told you already, we have here in this church, confession, stations of the cross. The church is open. We have the chapel. So if you end up in hell, what? All right.